This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, and all of our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline so the folks can get around traveling this weekend from point to point. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the Detroit, Michigan area. I believe that's where he's at right now, unless he's moved somewhere else because of a family deal. But anyway, it's Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir. Whoop, where are you there? Good morning, Mr. Ron.
Yes, good morning.
There you are. Okay, I got you that time. You didn't come through the first time. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate those two words, under God, because of all weekends to mention that, Easter weekend is the time to do it. Now, I got to say hello to somebody, and I got to remind somebody of something. First of all, you folks that asked me about the stream, and you did during the break, top of the hour, sent me some messages. Just go to the website for the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Scroll down a little bit, and you'll see a listen live button. That happens to be the live stream of the show that's going from the satellite to the radio stations. So that's what you'll get, and you'll get that all the time, every time I'm on the air. It never stops. It's a revolving stream that plays my show. Even when I'm not on the air, it plays the last show that's there until the next one comes on live. But that's how you can hear me, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, for the people that can't hear me on the radio that want to listen to me on the stream. Because the radio stations are supposed to have a web stream going, but you never know if they do or they don't. And to Fred in Sarasota, Fred, you are right. It is no Snoqualmie Pass, and the only reason he knows that is because I've been there and I told him. All right. that's a little joke between Fred and me. Now, Twitter's board of directors has approved a provision aimed at preventing a hostile takeover that's known in the financial world as a poison pill. And that, of course, is they want to keep Elon Musk, the founder, CEO, and Tesla, and SpaceX from purchasing the firm for around $43 billion. What do you think?
Well, this is more of an ideological action to keep Elon Musk from taking over, because Elon Musk has spoken about and complained about Twitter's habit of cutting people off, taking their accounts, and doing this, that, and the other, banning certain people forever for life, like President Trump, and the list goes on. And so he decided to try to take it because he wanted to restore it to what it originally was supposed to be intended, you know, as to be an avenue of free speech and expression, which it has not been for quite a while.
Well, that's the problem, because you've got a very liberal and progressive person running the show there, as well as people yeah. working there, and they have taken that thing so far to the left, I don't even recognize it. Now, I'm on Twitter. They haven't bothered me, because all I do is put my podcast up there, but they have not bothered me.
Well, that's good. That's a blessing for you. But they've bothered a lot of other people who have done this, you know, basically the same thing, and maybe they said something.
Well, actually, they haven't. They get opinionated and say some things that fall into their bad words list or whatever, and that's what happens. I'm not doing that.
And that's what's called the destruction of free speech, because
right.
if you speak out, for instance, against open borders, they'll come after you. If you speak out against pedophilia practitioners or supporters, they come after you. So if you speak out against evil, they do come after you, so that's correct.
Yeah, but they haven't done that with me, because they got to listen to the show, and most of them, if they don't do that, they don't know. Now, the next huge caravan of illegals is going to hit the Texas-Mexican border the very day that Title 42 ends. Won't that be fun?
Yeah, that's going to be, it's a good way to put it. One thing I do note that Governor Abbott, he did note that at least as many as 18,000 illegal border crossers per day could be piled in a day, Captain. That's unprecedented. And though we've had some bad days, some record-breaking days in the past, but this will just supersede what happened even just last year. And you know this, and I know this, and most of your audience knows this, that no nation, no matter how great, even one as great as ours, can continue to exist as a great nation with this level of immigration. Illegal border crossing. And we know that many of us believe that the Biden administration,
well,
one of their goals.
Here's the deal. You know you're in trouble when there's only one state and one governor enforcing the border rules and regulations, and that
yeah.
would be Texas.
That's it. That's
yep.
it.
By the way, there's a report that Greg Abbott has reserved 900 buses. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch and Ron Edwards, too. And we'll have an Edwards notebook in there when we do come back. So, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm from the government, and I am here to help you. That's one of the most frightening statements one can either hear or read from the government. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The Founding Fathers understood and fought for our unalienable rights, among which are privacy. Privacy includes your personal information, identification, medical records, etc. But government leftists everywhere have always wanted to be knee-deep into your personal business. Leftists believe they have some ordained right to control you from cradle to grave. That's why the government in Ontario, Canada, for example, without the consent of the people there, hopes to roll out digital identification, ranging from driver's licenses to passports and everything in between, so they can keep track of all and every aspect of their lives, of the people of Ontario, Canada. Of course, government leftists here in the United States are no better. They would probably like to similarly digitize our personal identification information, including bank accounts. Hopefully, the people of Ontario will strongly reject that government's digital identification program and tell them where to stick it. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, and by the way, speaking of Constitutional Grounds Coffee, if you go over to theronedwards.com, the website, you will see a display there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And I just so happen to have a cup right here. It's my big turbo tumbler. And, oh, that's good. I have my iced coffee in there, and it happens to be Constitutional Grounds Coffee that's in there. Now, you can go over there. And by the way, Constitutional Grounds Coffee is the coffee you
want in your cup.
See? That magic voice from the closet came out there. All right, yeah, no, it's good stuff, and I totally recommend it. And I know George, the Godfather, is a regular purchaser of it, and that's all great stuff. Now, let's talk about Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker, for all the talk about his contentious past, and he did have one involving actions over a decade ago, a time period that he admits he had problems with and got help for, there's been essentially no discussion on the far more recent allegations involving Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Because as you may recall, back in 2020 during that election cycle, Warnock was accused of domestic abuse by his ex-wife. Now, he actually ran over his wife's foot with his car getting away from the home with whatever it was that they were arguing about. And according to the Washington Free Beacon, the two are now embroiled in a custody battle. And the Georgia senator has asked the court to seal his records so that Walker and his campaign folks can't use the revelations to gain some sort of political advantage.
Well, if Warnock's position is that the domestic dispute should not be used to harm someone politically, is he going to completely abscond from attacking Walker on the same grounds?
Yeah.
We doubt it, because Democrats seem to be hypocritical when it comes to whatever issue it is.
Always.
He wants to be in their driver's seat and to be able to attack Walker about a problem that, like you just said, Captain, that he did have, but he got help, and he's over it. He's back to being a good guy, and has been for a long time.
Yeah.
And he has great ideas, a lot better than Warnock's for the political realm. So it's coming out. In fact, I think Walker is slightly ahead right now in the polls.
He is, but I want to remind all my good friends and our listeners up there in Georgia that are listening to us right now, I want to remind all of you that he is not pro-guns, and you folks up there just got constitutional carry. If Warnock has its way, you will not see that anymore.
That's true. Yeah, Warnock is, I call him Warlock, because he supports so many evil things across the board. It's hard to believe that the guy was a preacher, but, you know.
Yeah.
He was one of those. I'll just leave it there.
Yeah. Now, do you remember when we were all assured that the Biden administration would bring back a return of the so-called norms and decency?
Yeah. There were going to be the adults in the room. Wasn't that the famous term that they used? Because they weren't going to be like Trump. They weren't going to have those tweets and things of that nature. Forgetting the fact that Mr. Trump was fighting with tweets against attacks. He wasn't allowed to speak that much in the media. They misconstrued things that he said, that he did say. And by the way, speaking of decency, Mr. Trump did stand up for many decent things, including sealing our border. He was pro-life. He was pro-Christian rights or religious rights. All the things that one would you would consider decent, right? Well, Uncle Joe Biden has been totally the opposite. He's quieter because, for obvious reasons, mentally. But everything he has supported has been indecent, to say the least, whether it comes to our border, whether it comes to the pro-life issue, whether it comes to many other things that would, and some things very disgusting, by the way. So, I don't know. It's another case of hypocrisy here.
Well, he's got a pal that's roaming right along with him, and it's called Jen Psaki, because Psaki has turned out to be one of the most dishonest, unethical press secretaries in history, just as some of us predicted. And I was one of them. You were one of them. All the guests I've had in this program all agreed that Jen Psaki was definitely going to spew the party line. And to cap that off, she recently negotiated a deal with MSNBC for her own partisan opinion show. So what we're hearing from her at the podium every day is like watching MSNBC and hearing the president's press secretary at the same time.
Which is part of the reasons why that, continuing the tradition of MSNBC, abysmally low ratings. Her being there, helping to keep Joe Biden's ratings very low, too. So she'll be continuing that tradition as she takes over a position at MSNBC. Isn't that wonderful?
I am glad you just mentioned the ratings, because right here is something that we're going to hear from CNN, which I never thought I would hear, but listen to this.
Joining us now, Harriet, CNN's senior data reporter. These numbers are really tough.
You know, John, I don't like just looking at one poll. I like looking at multiple polls. And there were four different polls released this week. Quinnipiac, we had a Hart Public Opinion Strategies poll. That's with NBC or CNBC, Ipsos, Reuters, CBS News, YouGov. I want you to look. These numbers kind of differ. They range from the low 30s to the low 40s. Low 40s is not good either. But what's key is the lowest are tied for the low for the pollster. Lowest here. Lowest here. This is 1 point off the lowest. Lowest here. And when you have three or four pollsters showing the lowest numbers for the President of the United States, that is indicative of a president who's in a lot of trouble, at least to where he has standed historically.
Well, let's talk about history here. How does Joe Biden, President Biden, compare to former President Trump in this stage of the presidency?
You know, there was always that thing, oh, Donald Trump has the lowest approval rating at this point in his presidency. We did it over and over and over and over again. Well, at this point in his presidency, Donald Trump's numbers, actually his average approval rating, is 1 point higher than Joe Biden's, which is at 41%, Donald Trump at 42%. A first-term president at this point in his presidency, this is the lowest. This is the lowest for anyone who was elected to the presidency and didn't get up there through the vice presidency. This is a really, really, really bad number.
Now, that's the understatement of the year, because he came out with his lowest ratings yet 2 days ago.
And see, here's the thing. Donald Trump was trounced all the time by the media.
Sure.
He was lied upon. Russia, Russia, Russia gate. He was called racist. People bought that stupid lie. And it goes on and on and on. Look at the Biden administration. The media, for the most part, kisses his backside and tries to make him look like Mr. Wonderful. And that's very difficult to do, by the way, even if you're doing that 100% of the time like the media is doing. And it's because of his job performance why he's so low, as opposed to Trump, who was being lied upon, and the American people at the time were buying it. So, Biden is in Big Heap of Trouble, and that's a good thing for us.
Well, I don't want to put anything in the basket yet here, but the Republicans need to continue to work, and they need to
yes.
continue to work hard, and they need to get their message out there, because the Democrats are trying to brand themselves with some stuff that just absolutely is not true, not even remotely close to being accurate or truthful. And unfortunately for the Democrats, we know the truth. We're going to get it out there, and they better be careful what they wish for, because they're going to get it thrown right back at them.
And the Republicans need to make sure that they're going to stick to their words that they run on. How many rhinos do we have to deal with?
Plenty. Hold that thought. I'll see you next week, and have yourself a great Easter.
You too.
All right. Ron Edwards, you hear him on the weekend show here, hour number two, first two segments, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Our show rolls on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter is trying to block Elon Musk from buying the company. The so-called poison pill plan allows shareholders to buy additional shares at a steep discount in order to prevent anyone from gaining a majority stake in the social media platform. The move is a way to dilute Musk's stake in Twitter and prevent a hostile takeover. Musk offered to pay just over $54 a share in a deal worth about $43 billion. It's Groundhog Day. I feel like Bill Murray. That's how Ukraine's president described his feelings when he was asked about weapons his country needs as it fights the nearly two-month-long war against Russia. Zelensky adding he needs to calm himself down when he's asked the weapons question because he has already talked with world leaders about what he needs. USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance. Make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it. We really are. Thank you very much, Frank. You hear Frank Mondays and Fridays on the program here, and always a wealth of information. Check his website out, undergroundusa.com. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. And remember, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com, a proud patriotic religious, very devoutly religious person who needs to be supported. Because the mainstream media and the social media websites just absolutely tried to destroy him. And guess what, folks? It's not working. It's not working. He's doing very well. And the comments that I continue to get from the people at MyPillow.com in response to what I've been doing for him are very good. Keep it up. We appreciate it, and we love you for doing it. Now, you can go to his website, MyPillow.com, take a look at whatever's there, and the super-duper You Save It, because it's there, page is called the Radio Listener Specials page. Go over there, take a look at what's there. You'll see things that you haven't seen up front and didn't even know he had, and you'll be able to save a bunch of money on it over there. Now, the promo code that you'll always need to have is the word CAPTAIN. Promo code CAPTAIN on MyPillow.com, and in particular, the Radio Listener Specials page. Go over there, use that promo code, CAPTAIN, save yourself a boatload of money on MyPillow.com. It's not just about the pillows, not just about the slippers, the sheets, and all that other sort of stuff, the towels too. He's got a lot of other things there that you don't even know about, because I don't mention them, I don't have time to mention them all. But you can see them if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page on MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN to save the money that you're going to save. All right, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, back with us, and good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, we neglected to speak, and it's a good thing we did, about the Trump national security officials, two of them, one of them former Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, the former national security advisor to former Vice President Mike Pence, who I've had on this program twice and will have again here soon, and the former chief of staff of the U.S. National Security Council, Fred Feitz. Now, they both spoke and said and strongly advocate arming the Ukraine to the teeth.
That's exactly right, Captain. And one would think that at this moment in history, this is really key. It's a crossroads right now, because helping Ukraine, but through NATO countries, through allies, the free world, basically, we have a unique opportunity to stop Putin in his tracks. And because this is going to be a huge problem moving forward, even when Russia is driven out of Ukraine. In fact, Captain, Russian state TV all but declared, well, actually, the exact words were, this is evolving, or escalating, rather, into World War III. Their words, not mine.
Yeah.
And they're saying that they're fighting effectively against NATO infrastructure, if not NATO itself. So this goes to exactly what we've been talking about on the program, insofar as that Vladimir Putin will use these kinds of things to justify his notion that he could start attacking NATO forces or other humanitarian forces, mm-hmm. and say it's all World War III. This is huge. This is why we have to arm them to the teeth.
Here's what you haven't heard and have not heard until right now. The Russian air forces have been trying to infringe Polish airspace almost every day that this has been going on in Ukraine. You're not hearing about it, but NATO planes, not just Polish planes, NATO planes, including United States aircraft, have gone up in the air to chase the Russians out of Dodge. Now, this is something that we have to keep our eyes on, in addition to what's going on in Ukraine, because I'm telling you, if they succeed in the Ukraine in doing what they're doing, the next target is either Poland or possibly Romania, because they're both countries that are smaller in stature, and the Russians think they could knock them over.
Precisely. In other words, don't believe the idea that Putin will simply say, oh, I made a huge mistake, I don't think I can really pull all this off. As we're seeing right now, he has made a huge mistake. They can't really pull it off. So what are they doing? They're regrouping over in eastern Ukraine. They're going to try something else. They're not returning the base. They're not trying to say, okay, we're going to turn this off because we can't take it anymore. So Putin is going to keep going, and you're exactly right about these incursions, or pushing the envelope, as it were.
And we found out last night that the ship that was sunk, the flagship of the Russian fleet in the Black Sea, the Moskov, could have, didn't say did, didn't say would, could have had nuclear weapons on board when it went down.
Very possible. And, of course, we know as well that President Zelensky is warning that a nuclear weapons could be in the mix at some point here. And so you put all this together, Captain, it's a recipe for disaster. That's why the strength that we need to show from the free world through Ukraine against Russia is absolutely key. But my fear, Captain, here is that Joe Biden, President Biden, is not leading us in that direction. We don't know where he's going on this.
Well, General Kellogg and Fred Fleets, have both said that they oppose a no-fly zone and other ways to engage American military forces in the Ukraine conflict. But they do not believe the U.S. should risk war with China. However, such a conflict, they say, would escalate into a wider war in Europe or a nuclear conflict, which Putin keeps using those words.
He does do that. He's trying to scare everybody. The idea, of course, a no-fly zone, an official no-fly zone, that may be problematic in many ways. But, Captain, the Ukrainians just need the planes. They will fly the planes. They will do what they can do.
Yep.
And the fact that we mixed that whole thing of getting planes from Poland over to Ukraine for fear of being, quote, escalatory.
Yep.
Well, at this point, at what point is it not going to be escalatory if Putin keeps doing what he's doing?
And I was watching, and I was watching a pilot last night, a Ukrainian pilot, sitting in the cockpit of his plane, flying, and he was talking about the fact that just give us the planes, Mr. Biden, just give us the planes. That's all we need, and we'll do the rest.
Exactly. Again, going back to FDR in the 1940s, the arsenal of democracy.
Royal Air Force.
That's right.
They gave the airplanes, they went up there, and they blasted the Germans back to Germany.
Precisely. These are the kinds of things, and I can't overemphasize it. Right now, this moment, right now in 2022, this could be a pivotal turning point in where we go from here. Because Putin's not going to give up. He either has to be deposed somehow internally by Russians. But even at that point, we don't know what Russia is going to do after that. And so we have to be strong. We have to project that. We have to stand firm. And all those are nice things to say, but we absolutely have to put it into practice.
Well, here's the deal. We unquestionably oppose the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And we want the U.S. and NATO to be able to send to the Ukrainian military the weapons it needs to defend its country and not just knock the Russians back, but defeat them and push them back to wherever the hell it was they came from and say, okay, not this time, Mr. Putin. And then he would be forced to, if he wanted to do it again, he'd have to go to nuclear weapons. He'd have no other option. And I don't think he's stupid enough to do that, because the Russian people aren't that dumb to allow that.
Right. That's what our hope is. That was the whole idea back starting in the 60s, McNamara and so forth, the idea of mutually assured destruction, carrying us through the nuclear age, as it were. The whole point is to make sure that that's an unwinnable strategy. It's an unthinkable option. But Vladimir Putin has shown that he's willing to do many unthinkable things. That's the scary part at this point.
Yeah, and then you got Jen Psaki.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And her Russian hat. Can I throw that in there? Remember the Russian hat?
I do.
Yeah, it was the Russian, not the premier.
She had the Cossack hat.
Yeah, exactly.
The one from Siberia.
Yeah. With John Kerry in the same picture.
Yeah. Yep. Well, John Kerry was on a surfboard in the middle of winter, right?
Right.
Yeah, he was going across the Siberian ice. No, I'm just kidding. But John, and by the way, John Kerry might be in the running if Biden doesn't run, and I don't think he will, might be in the running against Hillary for president.
Good grief.
I know.
Again?
Here we go again. My name is John Kerry, and I have ketchup to sell you. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Biber Report. Final one for the weekend here. And, yes, there's been a few changes in the weather. And, yes, we'll tell you where they're at. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Flashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life, like when and where. No internet, but man, I never will forget the way the moonlight shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Catching y'all out from the dock, watching the waves roll off the rocks. She'll forever hold a spot inside my soul. We'd blister in the sun, we couldn't wait for night to come to hit.
Rock.
And everybody knows what that one is. That's All Summer Long. But, Kyle, that song has got the same melody as what song?
Well, it's kind of based on a couple of different. I mean, it's got a feel of, to me, it's the Werewolves of London a little bit in there, and then also Sweet Home Alabama as well. So it's kind of a mixture that he's set upon, but it sounds great.
I'd be going, ow, too, but it wouldn't be because of the Werewolves of London. It's because of the beautiful girls that are in this video, because he's on a lake, and, you know, there they are. But it is what it is. Doggone. Yep. Okay, let's get going on the weather here. I'm going to let you take it with the west, because you got a lot of snow up to the northwest and up along I-94 tonight and down on I-80. And, gosh, it looks like also on I-94. Go ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're looking at the storms coming in, of course, Friday through Saturday here for the first round. Then we're going to get another storm coming in at the beginning of the week for the Pacific Northwest, and another one out in the Pacific lined up after that one. So we definitely have snow that we're going to be seeing down from Seattle down through about the central part of Washington, down through basically the western part, central part of Oregon, and it's definitely going to be all through Montana, in the western part of Montana, including Missoula, down to a little bit north of Boise, but we're still going to have rain and snow over most of this region. It's really going to be bringing in a lot of that moisture. One of the most important things about this, though, Captain, is we're already past the wet season in the Pacific Northwest, so it's actually a good thing that they're getting a lot of this moisture. It hopefully will help a little bit with the droughts going on, but we're well into April right now, and but we're still seeing a lot of this. But right now, actively in Northern California near Eureka through Redding down towards Chico, but up through Medford, Oregon, a little bit north of there, we've got a mixture of rain and sleet and some snow in some of those areas as well. We've also got a freeze warning there in southern Oregon tonight. This is going to be along I-5 north of Medford, south of Eugene. Might even be close to Richard the Marine, clocked in at 39 degrees earlier, but you've got a freeze watch out there, my friend, so be sure to bundle up. We also have, of course, winter weather advisories through most of southern Oregon. We talked about Montana as well. We've also got, of course, we've also got snow on Donner Pass. 12 to 18 inches, Captain, are expected this weekend alone. So be very careful. We've also got some high winds coming down California 395 near Bishop, Big Pine, and a little bit south of there as well. So if you have a high-profile vehicle, please be careful.
Okay, we're going to start in North Dakota, and we're going to start in Minnesota. Now, all of North Dakota is under a watch, a winter storm watch and advisory for winter weather coming, as well as the western two-thirds of Minnesota tonight, and that's western Minneapolis. We'll see what happens, but apparently sometime over the weekend, that snow is moving to the east, which it did earlier this week. Snowed for 3 days and nights over that way, so we'll see what happens. Now, moving on down to Kansas, we've got in the northern part of Kansas, just north of Kansas City, and to the west out about 100 miles, we've got some dense fog in that area right there as the colder weather's coming over to meet with the warmer weather. Going straight across I-70 over into Illinois, the eastern part of Illinois, maybe about 25 miles to the line, and then all of southern Illinois, or southern Indiana, rather, over to Columbus and in Ohio, as well as Cincinnati. You've got some fog mixed with some rain, mixed with some flooding all together in there, so we should be getting some freezing drizzle over that away, and some very uncertain weather conditions, to say the least. Now, we still have the winter, flooding and the severe thunderstorm and the bad weather alerts starting out in the eastern part of Oklahoma, I-40 across through Arkansas, over to Little Rock. Then it drops down south out of there to the northern part of Mississippi, the northwestern corner of Alabama right now. And we've got some flooding conditions over there around Memphis and east of Memphis and western Tennessee tonight. Got a little bit of fog up the east coast, Chesapeake Bay and Cape Hatteras, and from Long Island up around to Cape Cod, so be advised of all that. And that's a lot of that's offshore, by the way. It's not onshore. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okay, we look forward to talking to you on Monday morning. Have a nice Easter.
You too, Captain. Happy Easter.
All right, folks, and let's not forget also that the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the pilots and the Flying J's out there. They will be open all week long because that's what they do, all weekend long, rather. They'll be open Sunday, and if you can't find an Easter dinner anywhere, you can go into one of their places, and boom, you will be taken care of. Okie dokie. To the telephone line we go, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, there's a lot of different back and forth, you know, he said, she said stuff going on there in Ukraine right now. The ship is only part of it. Now, we found out, and I don't know if it's true or not, but the Ukrainians are saying there's a possibility this ship may have sank with nuclear weapons aboard it.
Yeah, I saw some of that chatter, too.
What are your thoughts?
I hear it. I cannot make a conclusion.
I can't either, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm not surprised by anything anymore. I think I've become desensitized, which is a terrible place to be. But
yeah.
I mean, yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see. But Russia warned the U.S. to stop sending weapons to Ukraine. And
they've been doing that all along, though.
I know. Well, they threatened unpredictable consequences. And they started to say that if these transport planes from NATO, the U.S., or wherever, start to get within range, they might think about shooting them down. That was said again.
Yeah, but they're not flying planes into Ukraine.
Nope, they're not.
Flying them to...
They're flying them into Poland. Oh, and by the way, here's something. Yesterday, there were not less than a dozen incursions made by, made by Russian aircraft that NATO forces scrambled to chase out of the area over the eastern skies of Poland, getting close to Poland. They got up there, flew up there and told them to turn around or else.
I'm not surprised by that, but I have not seen that particular report.
That came over military.com a little while ago. It's there, but I don't know. I haven't looked to see if it's still there, but that's where I got it. And I'm not surprised to hear that either, because they've been trying to do it elsewhere, different places. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we rumble along in a weekend edition of the program. And it's a great day in the neighborhood and a great day to be here listening to the radio.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.